TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Express yourself. Good morning, everybody in Radio Land. My name is Ina Pavela. I'm going to be your host for today, Friday, October 2nd. And it is still the year 2020. It's not 2021 yet. But Diane is not here today. Diane McCachran is not here today. So I'll be your host for today, along with, you know, going back and forth probably with Grady. But so this is kind of my first time hosting by myself. I'm looking at Grady through the mirror over there. Not mirror, but the window. But today you can call in to KYUK 5985-2756. And this is an English talk show. And the first caller we have this morning is John Nick from Bethel. Good morning, John.
Morning, Ina, and welcome to TalkLine.
Thank you.
You think positive, you'll do really good. The answers will come up automatically, hopefully. Look forward to that. Anyway, you know, the carnival and all the Halloween trick-or-treaters are coming up. I'd like to know if people are going to be trick-or-treating this year. I don't think they will be. And they should let the public know in case they go out and buy a bunch of candy and let it all go to waste. You know, we need to inform the public. If there's no trick-or-treating, they should announce that and let people know that so that they can buy other things than candy. Candy's expensive, too, you know. You can always exchange it for food, what you need in the household. But it's good to entertain the kids when it's Halloween time. But now, if there's a virus going around, everybody wants to be safe and healthy, so it's ever since it's come up, it's kind of a lonely world to me. All the activity ceased to go down, and you enjoy your own time, you know. And,
yeah.
Anyway, I'd like to know, let people know that.
Yeah, if there's anybody out there, whether with YKHC or with the city.
Yeah, they have a carnival and all that. I have a feeling it won't be no trick-or-treating. Because it's everybody wants to not spread that virus, you know what I mean? It's better to be contained. Because you have all kind of kids going in all kind of different houses, and it's easily catch that disease. So anyway, and everybody's been out boating yet, I think. So please wear your life jacket, don't drink and drive, and be aware of other drivers if they're coming and going, just to be on the safe side and use your common sense. And you, everyone, nighttime, it's starting to get dark and early in the morning. I wear black, too, but I got to learn how to put on the reflective gear also so that they can see me. I'm not a night person anyway. I might walk in early in the morning, but not that early. So just warning everyone to be safe this weekend. And select the day. So, Ina, you're a good host there.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much.
You have a good weekend, too.
All right, thank you. You have a good weekend.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Bye.
And so if there's anybody out there in the radio land that knows anything about Halloween, and if there's anybody from the city or YKHC that would have information on whether we are going to be trick-or-treating this year, you're more than welcome to call in to KYUK 5985 or 2756.
Let me give those numbers out fully. 543-5985, 543-2756, toll-free 1-800-995-8954. And, of course, I'm watching the emails here at radio@kyuk.org, and you can do all of those things anonymously if you choose.
Okay, and just like John Nick had mentioned, make sure that if you have reflectors, put reflectors on as you're walking in the evening or nighttime now that there's hardly any, it's starting to get dark again. So
it's dark when I walk to work now. First light was 8:15 the other morning.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, we went fishing last night, and it started to get dark right about, 9:30. Make sure you wear your life jackets when you're out boating. And again, if anybody has information about the Halloween, you're more than welcome to call in. Let us know if you're with...
You know what it's a great time for people to do? If you're a long-time listener and a first-time caller, this is the best time to call in because we have a guest co-host in the chair there, so you have no existing, you know, relationship. Or maybe you do. Maybe you want to give a sign of support to Ina here who's manning that chair. Give us a call, 543-2756, 543-5985, or 1-800-995-8954. It's your show. Call Ina and make it a little bit easier for her to make your show awesome.
And I want to share just a little bit, a clip over here of the Thunder Drums. Saturday, YKHC is going to be providing flu shots at mass dispensing events across the region, including in Bethel from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. And the, I don't know what CHSB parking lot, what that acronym stands for. But for a full list of times and locations, visit ykhc.org. And we have another caller, my sister Ruthie. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning. I must be speaking you picking. I'm glad to hear you on the radio. I know you used to be on Oregon Radio, but I forgot what station it was. So being on the radio is... not the first time you used to be in Oregon Radio. I remember that. Good morning to everyone that's listening, and what a beautiful day we have. Okay, good morning. Bye.
Thank you for calling, Ruthie. Yes, I used to work at, I used to go to Oregon State University and a co-host, one of my best friends. It was a project for our ethnic studies class. We did a hosting for radio for Native News. Northwest News and Nonsense.
That looked fun.
But we called it News and Nonsense because we just talk about anything and everything, also pertaining to the news in the Northwest there in Oregon. So fun times.
Well, if you, listener, have some news or nonsense you'd like to share right now on Talkline, call us 543-5985. 543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954. I'm going to check those emails right now, radio@kyuk.org.
So if anybody has anything to say this wonderful Friday, October 2nd morning, it is October. We're still, we are in October. It's not September. It seemed like a long year, but we're pulling through. It's October. But I want to also remind people, let's see, KYK Board of Directors will be meeting virtually for a quarterly meeting on Saturday, October 3rd at 9 a.m. The meeting is open to the public. For call-in information about the meeting, call 545-5337. So KYUK Board of Directors are meeting virtually. There's been a lot of virtual meetings. But I had
a lot of virtual these days.
Yeah, everything was virtual. Zoom. And that's what I had to have a Zoom meeting yesterday with a bunch of my coworkers. Had a Zoom meeting for some of the curriculum for the kids.
I find myself looking at the backgrounds of other participants in Zoom meetings, and then I find myself thinking about what my next background will be, like where I'm going to sit in the house. And does that look good? I mean, I don't do enough of these, but I will say that I think of certain corners of my house or my space as Zoom ready.
Oh, that's a good to be prepared. I didn't think of that. I just had my picture up.
And I'll tell you, the thing that I'm noticing, too, with the coronavirus and with the pandemic and with our own reaction as a society to it, people are using more of these technological tools and better. And it's forcing some of the, you know, my mother is one of these examples, forces people to stop giving the excuses. My mom can't say no because and no, she has to do.
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah, I had to learn how to Zoom. I can't use that excuse. that I don't know how to do technology, you know, but we have to learn. We're kind of, well, I want to use the word evolving, you know, into the tech world, especially during these times when we have to use technology. Even for the kids, it can be kind of frustrating having to go to school using computers, and for some parents, like myself, sometimes that don't know where to navigate or have to ask questions. So if you have problems, ask your teachers. You know, a lot of the teachers, they send out text messages and give updates on the kids and about the computers and stuff. But if you don't have, you know, if you have questions, reach out to your teachers. Reach out to them. Call them and say, you know, I don't understand this. I don't understand how to. Is there a password I need to use? Is there a username? How do I do this? Which one am I getting into? A lot of times they're really good about. They bring out the packets when you go you drop off the packets on Tuesday, and you drop off the computers, you drop off the iPads, and they'll have them updated for you to pick up on Wednesdays, along with the new packet. And so I think it works both ways for the elementary and also secondary, the high school, to where you're able to drop them off, pick them up. And if it's frustrating sometimes, even as a mom, a working mom, it's frustrating to have to work from home because I'm not able to wear a mask because of medical issues. I'm not able to wear a mask for a long, prolonged time, so I'm working from home. And also working with kids and helping them do their homework. And it can be frustrating, but we can reach out if we have questions. Reach out to our teachers. Reach out, you know, have communication with teachers.
So an emailer emails in response to John Nick's question about Halloween. This is not from any official organization or anything, but the caller writes in to say, to the first caller this morning, if people and their children can go to the stores, post office, bank, etc., you can take your kids trick-or-treating. That's their opinion. And
Yeah, that's their opinion.
If you are a city official, though, and you have any idea about any official recommendations that are coming forward, please don't hesitate to call. There's a caller now.
Okay. Well, we have a caller. And if anybody, like he said, a city official or you work for YK, I know YKHC works with LKSD and they collaborate as far as the schooling. And so I think it would, when it boils down to it, I think it would be good to work with, or, you know, if you have any questions, just call. Places like YK or we have a caller. Is it Rayborn from Fish and Wildlife? Good morning, Ray.
Good morning. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. So I'm calling in to give everybody an update on the BIA site. I just came from there. We do have a crew out there doing a demo work. The water building is down and then piled up, so they're kind of getting ready for that. They'll be on site through about October 15th or so, and by that time frame, we should have all the buildings down and most of the material disposed of. There will be some containers, will be some stuff with some contaminated materials will be shipped out, and a bunch of materials will be taken to the dump as well. But so yesterday they took down the big water building, which is the first one on your left when you came in, and they took down a small wooden building. Today they're working on the big building, we call it Building 413, the main building. They're taking the siding off of that right now, and then this afternoon they'll be actually taking down the wings on that and getting it down to the floor level on that. So that's kind of a big project, things have been working on for quite a while that a lot of people are interested in. We'll start posting some pictures on our Facebook page of the progress as we go through this, so they can go to the Facebook page for Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge and kind of get updates there as well. We also have out a request for public comment on a compatibility determination, which talks about marking a snow machine trails, winter trail marking, and we're looking for public comment on that. And that's open until the 16th of October for comments. If people would like to have that, we've shared that widely with everybody, and they can reach out to us on on our Facebook page or on our web page, or even call our office at 543-3151 with any kind of comments they have on that. So that's a couple of updates from Yukon Delta Refuge.
Okay, yeah, Ray, that sounds very interesting about the snow machine trails. Would you be able to kind of expound on that?
Sure. So Fish and Wildlife Service requires any project that we do on federal lands have some sort of determination that it's compatible, which means we can do that kind of work on federal lands. So we've done some work. We've been trying to get to it for the last several years now to find snow machine trails compatible. So that determination says if you're going to mark a snow machine trail on federal lands, these are the things you have to do. You have to have tripods. You have to be marked a certain way. You have to be made out of wood, and a lot of those things like that. What that allows us to do is for people to apply to get permits to do that. We have to, it has to be a permitted activity, but the compatibility kind of outlines the general guidelines, and then somebody that wants to mark trails on federal lands will need to reach out to us and apply for a permit, and we can review it and say, yeah, we agree this is a good thing to do out here, and these are kind of how you have to do it on the federal lands. So, and I think we're working with BSAR a little bit to kind of standardize it kind of throughout the area here so that you know what all the signs mean and then make it a little safer for everybody that way as you want to travel into winter.
Yes, very important, especially traveling out here in the winter when it's really cold. I know that some of the places like ONC helps to put markers for traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And also some other places. But Goyana, thank you very much for that information. And if anybody wants to have any more information, they can go to the YK Delta Wildlife Refuge Facebook page, right?
Is that correct? Sure can, yeah. We have a couple of folks that are paying attention to that all the time, and we try to post updates on Facebook most days, at least a couple times a week, and the web page we update every couple of weeks. So kind of two sources of social media where you get information.
Okay, so if they want to get a hold of somebody that they would want to talk to about the snow machine trail, do they get a hold of you, or is there somebody else that they get a hold of? Or
they can call our main number, 543-3151, and leave a message because our office is still closed due to the COVID concerns, so we are responding to messages usually within a day. So they can leave a message at that number is probably the best way to get a hold of somebody.
Okay. All right. Well, that's very helpful. Thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you. Have a great
Thank
day.
You. Have a good day. All right. So I guess that they're still doing the BIA site demolition. I know my sister saw several years ago they went to pick berries out there and they encountered a bear. They had to, oh, poor, the story that they have that they had to, oh, my gosh, she made the front page of the Thunderdrums because of the bear encounter out there. So I don't know how the berries are still yet. I think the red berries, the wing axe are still good, I think. The other day I accidentally called them wing ox. Wing ox is like fake husband, but they're actually wing axe. They're ripening right now, so I haven't picked any wing axe yet. Those are the other cranberries. We have the low bush, the loganberry, cranberry, and then we have the wing axe, and those are really yummy. So the birds are fattening up right now before they start traveling south, flying south, probably fattening up on berries. But anyway, like he, we have also, we got a call in, John Nick.
Hi, and again, I'd like to mention to everyone, they're giving out flu shots now. So everybody who needs to get a flu shot, they can get one at the hospital, I guess. You might have to make a prior appointment. The way my brother, he had to make an appointment to go get his flu shot. Anyway, they're covering their health hazards. So I just want to remind everyone that please get your flu shot and you'll feel a lot better, I think, rather than having the straight flu combat all the bum sickness out there. Thank you, Anna.
All right, thank you.
I hope
you're
calling you.
I'm glad you're calling.
Third time.
I'm glad you're calling. That's fine. Thank you for calling.
You have a good day there.
You have a good day. And I want to do a reminder. Saturday, YKHC will be providing flu shots at mass dispensing events across the region. So keep on the lookout on Saturday. YKHC is doing free flu shots from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Do you know what CHSB stands for?
I also, when I read that for Thunder Drums, I chuckled to myself, too, because that's where they've been, that's a COVID tent.
Oh, that's a COVID tent.
I guess the CHSB parking lot is the, well, it's the new, the YK new building or admin building parking lot.
Oh, okay. So that's where they're dispensing from 10 to 2 p.m.
Oh, and callers should call in and correct me if I'm wrong, because I am assuming as much from what I read on that website link. That's what I assumed as much. The CHSB parking lot is where they've been doing COVID testing.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. But we could be wrong. So if anybody knows what CHSB stands for, feel free to call. So from Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., they're going to be giving mass flu shots. So if you haven't gotten your flu shot, and if you want a full list of times and locations, you can visit ykhc.org. Get a list of places where they have the flu shots. We have another caller, Mark Springer. Good morning. Calling from
ONC. Good morning, Ina. How are you today?
Hi. We're doing good.
That's great. That's great. Beautiful weather. It looks like it's supposed to stay warm here for a little while longer.
I sure hope so.
Can't beat that with a stick. So, folks, I'm calling from ONC, and I just want to give our ONC tribal members a little bit of an update on our CARES assistance program. I want to first of all tell you that the staff we have in here, the CARES staff that we have, Yvonne Kinnegak and the crew she has working with her, are working extremely hard. They are extremely busy receiving applications, going through every one of them, and working as fast as they can to get assistance out to our members, whether they are in Bethel or in Kalskag or in Anchorage or Kenai or in the lower 48. It's the council's, you know, objective to make sure that, let me pick this up, maybe I'll sound better.
No.
As I start coughing. You know, it's the council's intent that we deliver these this assistance, we're not going to call it benefits, this assistance to people who have been affected by COVID-19, and the council has said everybody's been affected by it. We're working as hard as we can to get this assistance out to all of our members wherever they are. So the first things that we've been doing, and a lot of people have gotten calls back from the office, kind of going through the application and saying, you know, for example, if you're a renter here in Bethel, you might not be paying your own water bill, so the water and sewer assistance might not be an issue for you, but the electric bill would be. But what we're doing right off is we're providing when I say household, I say household because there's one electric bill, there's one water bill, there's one fuel tank on a house. There may be more than one family inside of a house, so you got more than one household in a house. But right now, we are providing $1,000 credit on AVEC accounts, $2,000 credit on city water and sewer accounts, and $2,000 credit with the fuel company of the tribal member's choice. So that's right there. That's $5,000 that a household will receive. Doesn't matter how many tribal members live in the household, in the house, but that's $5,000 that stays in, you know, a member or members' pockets that way. We have other assistance. We have helped people who have been on the verge of eviction with their landlord. We've been providing some assistance there. For our members who live in, say, Anchorage, we're, instead of paying a fuel bill for them, well, it is a fuel bill, but we're paying them, putting credit with them down at NSTAR, the natural gas company, or Anchorage Wastewater, which is their water and sewer utility. And we're working on a couple of more things to get some benefits, some assistance into the hands of more of our members that are in Anchorage and down lower 48. We will be providing per member assistance, and that's going to be, we just are making some arrangements on that. We're not sending out checks, we're not handing out cash, but we are going to be providing, in all likelihood, prepaid cards so that people can go grocery shopping, they can go and they can buy, you know, cleaning and sanitation supplies, they can get things that they need. But I just want to assure all of our tribal members that are listening and the ones who are going to hear about this that we are working just as hard and as fast as we can to get this assistance out to everybody. We still encourage everybody to, you know, to get ready for winter, because we know two things. You know, winter's coming. It looks like it's being slow, but winter's coming, and COVID-19 is already here. So please, and on behalf of the council, you know, if you live out in another village, if your village is on lockdown, even if it's not, if you're coming to Bethel, please, you know, respect our community and wear your masks. Wash your hands while you're here. Keep your social distance. We know you have to come here for the hospital and to go shopping and all that. Nobody's saying don't. We're just asking that, you know, we're respecting the wishes of, and when I say we, you know, it's people in Bethel. We're respecting the wishes of the villages that are saying, please don't come to our village. We're respecting that, right? And we just want to encourage folks that are coming from the villages to Bethel to be respectful of our community and wear your masks. If you don't have one, if you need a mask, I just gave a bunch of boxes of masks to the chief of police, so hopefully there are boxes of masks in police cars. If you need a mask, you might, if you see a police officer, just say, hey, have you got a mask in your car, in your vehicle? You know, if you need one. They should have some, and we can certainly get them more. For members here in town, we do have a lot of PPE. We have these little emergency kits a lot of people got when they picked up their gas cards. We have lots more of those. We have lots of hand sanitizer. If anybody's seen me walking around town in my little space helmet mask, we have quite a few of those, you know, so any ONC members that would like one of those, we have them in kid size also, and the kids really smile when they can see my face, which is kind of cool, because they're tired of looking at half of people's face. So anybody who's interested in maybe getting one of these clear masks, these face shields, give us a call. You can call 543-2680, or, you know, my direct number is 0500. Any tribal member is always welcome to call me up if they've got any questions about any of this. But we do have some of these masks here if anybody wants to grab one. Again, you know, keep up the good work, keeping the curve down, keeping the numbers down here in Bethel. A lot of people are very concerned. You know, it still is very scary. It still is very scary, and we understand that. And we're trying to keep our members strong and safe, and keep the community strong and safe. And you know, we're trying everything we can to accomplish that. So if anybody has any questions about CARES, just go ahead and give me a call. You know, if it's something simple, so you don't have to bother the ladies downstairs, because they are working very hard for you right now. And I think we're pushing 700 applications come in the mail now. We mailed out applications to all of our members, about 2,200 that are over 18. So they're out, they're on the website. If you haven't seen one. If you haven't got one, it's nativecouncil.org/cares. The application is there. So enjoy this beautiful weather. Hopefully there's still some red berries. I promised I would go out looking for some this weekend. So kuyana aina.
Thank you very much for the call.
You bet.
It's good to get that update on the CARES information. And the number is actually 2608 for ONC. And he said if you have any questions, direct questions, you can call him directly at 543-0500. We're going to take a small break, and we'll see you in a bit.
Election season is around the corner. Are you prepared to vote by mail? In Alaska, anyone can vote by mail. Simply apply online or send in your application via mail, fax, or email. Applications for a mail-in ballot must be received 10 days prior to Election Day. For more details and assistance in applying for absentee voting, contact Division of Elections at 907-270-2700. Or visit vote.org/absentee-ballot/Alaska. A message from the Association of Village Council Presidents.
You decide the November 3rd elections, whether you wait on the sidelines or cast your vote. Now, more than ever, people are using their voice to make a difference. It's time to warrior up. Your vote is your voice. Let's make it heard. This message is sponsored by Native People's Action Community Fund. Visit www.npacommunityfund.org for info on how to apply for your absentee ballot and vote safely on November 3rd. Huyana, Masi Cho, Finishchish, Finakba.
To reduce the potential of community spread of COVID-19, Bethel City Council has adopted an emergency ordinance that requires face coverings be worn when individuals are in high-risk public situations, included but not limited to inside of or in line to enter any indoor public space, waiting for or riding on public transportation or taxi, while outdoors in public spaces when maintaining a physical distance of 6 feet is not possible. This ordinance remains in effect until November 1st. Additional details and exemptions available at cityofbethel.org.
Good morning. Welcome back to KYUK. You're listening to the talk show this morning, Friday morning, October 2nd. We are still in the year 2020. And we do have a call. We have a call from Therese. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, this is Therese calling from the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission in Bethel. I just wanted to let everyone know again about our cleanup before freeze-up event that we're hosting next weekend with ONC in Bethel. It's essentially the same as the cleanup greenup that happens every year in the spring, only we're doing the same litter pickup in the fall, and we're still looking for lots of volunteers to help out and get the trash off of our tundra and out of our subdivision. So if you're interested in joining us for this event, there's information on our Fish Commission Facebook page. I can also give my phone number and an email. Yeah, we'll be providing bags and gloves for anyone interested in joining us, and we also have a prize for the person who collects the most trash. So should be a really exciting event.
Oh, that sounds like a good deal. It's a good thing to clean up before freeze up. That sounds like a good deal. And where are they able to call? You said that they can call you.
Yeah, definitely. My number is 545-7388.
Okay.
And you can call or text, yeah.
Oh, okay. So when is this going to be happening again?
This is next weekend, Friday the 9th to Sunday the 11th. And we'll have bags available next Thursday and Friday from our Fish Commission office, which is located at the college in the Cooperative Extension Building.
Okay. And then is there a time or... can they just show up anytime?
Yeah, just whenever. I'll be reaching out to volunteers that sign up just to coordinate a time to pick up bags. But then whenever the weather's good and whenever you feel like going out that weekend to pick stuff up, that works for us. So.
All right. Well, what was your number again? Let's put it out there so people can know who to call.
Yeah, thanks. It's 907-545-7388.
7388. All right. Thank you for calling.
Thanks so much. Happy
Friday. All right.
Friday.
Have a good day. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. We have another call-in. We have Vicki Malone calling in from Bethel. Good morning, Vicki.
Hey, good morning, Ina. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you.
Well, I just wanted to wish everybody well this morning on this beautiful fall day and talk a little bit about the upcoming election. As everybody knows, there's a huge national election on November 3rd. I believe we have a school board election, too, but I'm not going to talk about that today. So I know I'm like 74 years old, and I've lived in Bethel for 50 years this year, and I'm concerned because it used to be that everybody out here voted, and rural Alaska had a much larger voice, especially in statewide elections, than, you know, a lot of the other places in Alaska because we have such a high percentage of voter turnout. And I just wanted to remind everybody that you can register to vote if you're not registered. I think Sunday is the last day. You can go online to the Division of Elections and register online. And if you're not quite 18, you can register 90 days before your 18th birthday. I think your 18th birthday has to fall before November 3rd, but there's a lot of young people out here that have birthdays this month, so happy birthday, register to vote. And the other thing I wanted to say, if you are registered to vote, I hope you're going to vote, and I hope you're going to urge all of your family and friends to vote, because this is probably the most important election in our history. And you know, everybody's aware of all the problems we're having nationally, and you know that we've got a presidential choice, and our congressional seat is up for re-election this year, and so is one of our Senate seats held by Dan Sullivan. So I'm hoping that people out here will choose the options for House seat. Elise Galvin is running, and she's a really smart woman. She's wonderful. She's very in tune with the Bush, and I respect Don's long record of service. I just think he's over the hill. He supports a president that is a racist, and I hope that people will vote for Elise Galvin for House, and I hope they all vote for Al Gross for Senate, who is a lifetime Alaskan. His father was the Attorney General for the state of Alaska, and he's a good guy. They're both independents. They're both committed to bringing back some sort of conversation and quit all this bickering and get to work and get done. I know that rural Alaska is going to be under a lot of pressure to vote for both Sullivan and Young, but I think we've got it. And because they say, well, they bring home the bacon. And I just think this is bigger than money. We have got to do the right thing, and I think the right thing is to quit supporting a president and having a Congress that supports a president that is encouraging riots and encouraging white supremacy. So that's my spiel. Thanks for listening to me, and have a good day.
All right. Thank you for calling, Vicki. And like she had mentioned, the deadline to register to vote in Alaska is this Sunday, October 4th at 11:59 p.m. So you can register online at voterregistration.alaska.gov. So if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote for this upcoming election and let your voice be heard. And Grady has a short email that he would like to read.
So I don't know if this is Brent or Tommy over at the LKSD Tech Department, but they're writing in to both of us and saying hi. And they're letting us know that the CHSB stands for Community Health Services Building. And that's the name of the building over there, which we call the new YK or the YK Admin Building.
Oh.
The Community Health Services Building. Now, if I'm wrong and the CHSB is not that building, you know, call me and tell me. Call us and tell us. In the meantime, I'm going to go to a caller who is waiting patiently.
Oh, okay.
And Cesari from Bethel.
Oh, Cesari. Good morning, Cesari.
Good morning. And how such as Roni's Vicky, for all her respect, you know, how is she saying Trump supports violence and stuff? That is completely opposite way. Who support these violence? All the democratic states, they're not allowed to keep down those looters and polluters and destroying the individual private houses. People scared even go to street. How could she say Trump support those violence? This is the last thing. How blind you have to be to saying that. He tried hard way when the National Guard move out, is everything come down. But the Democratic governor and mayor defending those violence, they're not allowed to stop this violence. How you said that thing? You know, the Trump said it's opposite way. That's what they make me voting for Trump, because those what they allowed like that to be released prisoners because they cut them, they eventually some of them get cut. And 2 hours they're running because George Soros paid the bailout. That is ridiculous. Somebody outside is running our country and our safety. People would live in the United States, in the warning them, don't worry in New York, Chicago, Minneapolis, don't worry the wallet or purse or cell phone because you'll be robbery. And nobody even show up. Those guys don't want this mental, only one thing would protect us, law enforcement. That is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be, you know, this. How could I be vote for something that would make it dangerous for my kids and my grandkids' life? Mm-hmm. That is not way to, you know, Mr. Gross, Dr. Gross, if he is doctor, he should be stick with his profession. Not he said, I'm not going, I better work with not be doctor. He's multimillionaire anyway. And maybe somebody check how he make the money in it. Mm. Because he is multimillionaire. And I still support those what I know what they do and been doing good for the for Alaska for many, many years. How I told somebody what that lots of talk. The even in Bethel you have those treatment centers, $100 million. They come from not from Gross, not from that lady. They come from the Lisa and Sullivan and the Young. They've been supporting to invest to the control the substance abuse and stuff. And we got it $100 million. Nobody won't see that. They say, no, we have to have somebody what we don't know it. And this Delta is pretty much liberals. They won't destroy the churches. They get us rights away. That's what I'm saying, you know. And if you have, that is my opinion. It's everybody have. Go and vote and vote what you really see in there. Not this would they be blind, the media, social media, showing left and right. They're showing only those what they wanted and twisted.
Okay.
That's what it is. And if actually, I'm going to post it today, Sullivan posters all over the place. That makes me happy.
Okay. Well, you have one more minute. And
I do? Okay. It's nice.
But it's okay. But
enjoy the weather.
Don't tell him. He'll use it. Cesare uses every second. Hello, Cesare. Hey.
I use every second to the resume. There are some faxes, lots of faxes next to door to me on the fire alarm. So if sometime you evening time walk nice and quiet, look at the side of the river and you see moose or foxes, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Yes, yesterday we were out fishing for a lush in the river and we heard a splash, and I think it was probably a moose that got into. There is a lot of moose out there, but we.
Are you got splash?
We didn't really catch a moose this year.
Because there was alligator in there.
Oh, we got lush. We did get four.
You got four lush?
We got four lush, so the lush are out there.
You eat those?
Yes, we do. They're yummy with seal oil.
You eating raw?
No, I don't eat it raw. No.
No?
You have to cook it.
Yeah, you have
pretty
to cook
much.
It. For at least,
well,
at
I do.
20, at least 20 minutes you have to cook them, because that's what the old natives say. You have to cook the bottom fish at least 20 minutes. They have extra protein with that little those curly worms in their body.
Yeah, I have to cook them because there are some people that it will age them, but I'm allergic. So
allergic to what?
To aged lush fish.
Raw or cook?
Cooked.
Yeah, nobody eats lush fish in raw. I never heard that.
Oh.
I like to cook like a deep fryer, like Hollywood. You just get
most
the good
definitely.
Meat out and deep fry them, and that is good in there. And one time when I have him, I have a huge head, and I tell you what, I eat that head, there was huge one.
Oh.
And I was eating like I have a couple shot vodka.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, those things will put you to sleep. Well, thank you so much for calling, Cesare. You have a good day.
Okay, bye.
And so Wasley's been waiting very patiently from Nebuska. He's calling from Nebuska. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I'm calling regarding the political happening right now, and I'd like to talk about the Affordable Health Care Act.
Okay.
The Health Care Act does not eliminate private insurance, as Republicans making it sound like it. The Affordable Health Care Act is there when your private health insurance depletes financially. The Affordable Care Act is an act of mercy with the needy and low income when the surgery can't wait. It is the Republicans who are trying to eliminate it. And this health care at this time of the pandemic. And I just see it inhumane to do that. And other thing is watching on television and the commercials pop up when the Republican Senator Dan Sullivan's commercial ad toward Al Gross with disgust, saying it's just gross using Mr. Al Gross's last name in this way. It is ridiculing and embarrassing. Only way we can stop this is by voting them out. And, you know, you can vote for Democrats or Republicans, but either one with such attitudes of disrespect, this has to stop. That's okay. Thank you very much. That's it.
All right. Thank you very much. Wasley, calling from Nebuskak. Good morning. We have Tom calling in from Jalista. Hello?
Good morning. How are you doing?
I am doing fine this wonderful, cool, crisp fall morning.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for taking over the round table there at the KYUK studio to host the show.
Yes, actually really enjoy doing radio. Thank you.
Yeah, my wife tells me I have a face for radio.
Oh, gosh. I probably have a face for radio, too. I don't know.
Well,
are you calling from...
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Sorry.
Are you calling from Jalista in Anchorage or the Jalista Corporation?
Yeah, Jalista from the Anchorage office. The Bethel office is still closed. Just with the pandemic, it's just too risky to have visitors in such a small space right now. Our Anchorage office is actually closed to visitors, too.
Okay, yes. A lot of the places are closed. You have to pretty much call in ahead of time to make appointments.
Mm-hmm.
So what are your thoughts this morning?
Well, I just wanted to first say I appreciate everyone making comments about voting. It's great to hear people talk, but unless you actually register, make sure you're registered to vote, and then get out there and vote, it's not going to have any impact. So like I heard you mention, Sunday is the final day to either update your registration information or register to vote. So make sure you do that, please. The other thing I wanted to mention from Trista is a reminder about the census. It is so critically important right now. Only when I checked the census website, about 39% of people in the YK have self-responded so far. And 10 years ago, it was at 49%. So please make sure you complete the census, because that has one of the things that has impact on is water and sewer funding. And we know we have a huge, huge need in the YK. So to do the census, call 844-330-2020. That's 844-330-2020. You can complete the census over the phone, and it has a direct impact on funding for all of our communities.
Wow. Okay. Thank you for giving us that information. I know I gave my census. There's the lady that came by and did a census. She was doing a census.
Okay, great.
For Bethel anyway. I don't know how it works in the village, but if there's people out there in the village, I know this is an English talk show, but there's people out in the village that would probably understand if I spoke in Yupik. To call, because it really does affect our region if it's only at 39%. Important da bechtor sensesak biksait kufju kalak narachji 844-330-2020. All right, thank you for calling and giving us that information, Tom.
Take care.
All right. Have a good day. And we have another call. Susan is calling in from Bethel. Good morning, Susan.
Hi. The census, the deadline of it was the end of September, but it got extended for 1 week. I'm not sure. It did get extended, and that was very brief extension.
Okay.
So even though it's October now, get yourself counted, because we're going to be stuck with that for 10 years.
Hmm.
And it covers our roads, our schools, our health care, our airports, our representation in a federal level. Get it done. It's not too late because they did extend it, but it's a very brief extension.
It says,
and I can't remember what the deadline was extended to.
It says here that it has been extended to October 5.
Yeah. So that's, what's that, Tuesday? That's the day before voting, I think.
Most definitely. And you can even go online, 2020census.gov.
Yeah, because, Monday's the 5th of October. So there's not much time, but do it. Get counted. And as far as voting and riots and what's causing turmoil and violence and all that, it's peaceful. The peaceful protesting is bringing an awareness. It's bringing an awareness that Trump doesn't like. I mean, that's why they were kind of smoke bombed and tear gassed out of his backyard so they could walk over to a church and hold up a Bible for a picture. I mean, peaceful protesting is bringing awareness, and Trump's been asked several times to denounce the white supremacists, you know, to call it wrong, and he won't do that. And another thing he will refuse to admit is if he doesn't win the election, will he gracefully accept that? He says no. And he's also telling the Proud Boys and the other hater groups to stand by, stand down. So that's going to be the violence. Mm. That's promoting violence. Mm. You know, so that's my take on it. So you know who I'm not voting for. And I know that a lot of people have friends and family in Anchorage, and we are so vulnerable to Anchorage as far as the virus coming here.
Mm-hmm.
We are so vulnerable to that. And I want people to talk to their friends and family in Anchorage about voting for their new mayor, because Berkowitz was very aware of the virus and, you know, laid down restrictions and all that that weren't popular decisions, but they needed to be done. And he's not up for election again because his term is up. And the closest mayor I see that has rural Alaska issues and insight and will probably be just as strict about the virus is Forrest Dunbar. So even though we're not Anchorage voters, we're so vulnerable to Anchorage. So when you have a dialogue with your friends and family in Anchorage, you know, ask them about, you know, who they wanted to be the next mayor. I think here and now the prevailing issue is, over anything else, is this virus.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a while before there's a vaccination. And when the vaccination is out, it doesn't mean, okay, now I can just go out and party. There's about a 3 or 4 month period of still hunkering down after the... And these vaccinations, there's 4 now on phase 3 testing. They're different strategies of viruses. Some of them have different temperatures of storage, different needle widths, whatever. And most of them, I think, do involve a booster shot. And those are actually, that makes it more effective, more safe, and everything. If and when the vaccination for this virus does come out, realize that it's 3 or 4 months of still masks, social distancing, all this stuff. And that's so important because you want to give it a chance for the herd immunity to develop. So, you know, we're in this for the long haul, and we've been through a lot. You know, I realize how much we've been through. Even thinking about how last winter went, how it started out, and then they had that ice storm that buried all your cars in ice. Then you had the cold weather stints and the frozen pipes and all that. And then you had that big blizzard that buried everybody. We had a tough winter, so, and then we couldn't really relax because then this virus thing came down. So I know we've been through a lot, but we got a lot more to go through, and we need to support each other, be supportive, and just understand we're all in this together.
Most definitely.
Yeah, and then I want to stress the importance. It's all more important about the flu shot. To get a flu shot, well, if you're sick with the flu, and then you're exposed to the virus, it's going to hit you harder. Mm-hmm. If you have a flu shot, you have immunity to the common flus that are out there. And flu season out here is really bad. Several people I know landed in the hospital with the flu and with pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to tie the medical system down with that. And I think the fact that we're all social distancing and washing hands and wearing masks is going to also help cut down the flu season. But the immunity that you can get from the flu shot, and I've been doing one every year, and I just think it's all the more important to do the flu shot. It's so important with, you know, we're talking about when it is and where it is and how to get the flu shot, but we need to stress that it is really important all more than ever to do this flu shot. And I know a lot of people don't believe in vaccinations and all that, but most of the people understand this and will have a herd immunity with that, you know. Okay, well, I hear you picking up your guitar to pluck. I just want to also want to put a word out. There's no produce giveaway. There's no produce giveaway. We're still trying to work out some bugs. So no produce giveaway today. All right. I might call back because I had other things. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Bye.
We're going to go on a short break once again. And if any of you want to call, you are more than welcome to call when we get off our break. It's 907-543-9673. 5985. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
2756 or 1-800-995-8954, of course. I'm watching the emails at radio@kyuk.org as well. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Election season is around the corner. Are you prepared to vote by mail? In Alaska, anyone can vote by mail. Simply apply online or send in your application via mail, fax, or email. Applications for a mail-in ballot must be received 10 days prior to election day. For more details and assistance in applying for absentee voting, contact Division of Elections at 907-270-2700 or visit vote.org/absentee-ballot/Alaska. A message from the Association of Village Council Presidents.
The City of Bethel regular election will be October 6, 2020. The polling locations include Precinct 1, the LKSD Student Clinic located next to 1004 Ron Edwards Memorial Drive, and Precinct 2 at the Cultural Center. 401 Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway. Each location will be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on election day. Voters may bring up to 2 individuals with them into the polling booth to assist with their voting needs. UPIC translators will also be available. Absentee voting is available September 21st through October 5th at the City Clerk's office at City Hall, 300 Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway. Election information, including council candidates and ballot propositions, is available at cityofbethel.org. More information available by contacting the City Clerk's office at cityclerk@cityofbethel.net, 543-1384, or cityofbethel.org. This message brought to you by the City of Bethel.
Our ancestors fought for our right to vote. Now it's our responsibility to warrior up and vote to protect our ways of life. You can apply for your absentee ballot and submit it early to make sure your voice is heard. Together, we make a difference. This message is sponsored by Native People's Action Community Fund. Visit www.npacommunityfund.org for info on how to vote safely on November 3rd. Hoyana Masicho Gunalchish Hoyanakpak Karasakung.
I was going to, real quick, we have two callers on hold, and one is has a brief question that Ina can answer. So go ahead, caller.
Yes, good morning. I would like to take that number, the list of number of census again.
The census for Jalista, or actually it's not Jalista, it's for the number for the census. You can call 1-844-330-2020. Like 2020. 844-330-2020.
Okay, I got it. Thank you very much.
You can even sing it. 844-330-2020.
Thank you for calling. I wedged them in. Dave has from Bethel has been waiting patiently. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning. My name is Dave.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning and good morning. Mm-hmm. I'd like to tell you I was born in the 1920s. And now we're in the 2020s.
Wow.
Thank you for that. Wow. I appreciate that.
Well, you're about almost a century year old.
Yes, and I will continue.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
The world has changed. I live in a foreign world today. I will explain. My daddy taught me many things. My mama taught me how to live. And one of the things they taught me, you never talk back to the sheriff. You never use nonsense. My daddy would discourage nonsense with a stick. It was not allowed. I heard you mention nonsense and encourage people to call in nonsense. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I would never do that. My sister called me. She's in her 90s and has changed the meaning of ASAP. It means always say a prayer. And that's what I do. I hope everyone will do that.
Most definitely.
To thank for their blessings and I was drafted into the Army in the 40s when I turned 18. I didn't run to Canada. I did my duty. I served my country so everybody in the future could express their First Amendment rights and all the others. This new world I live in, I don't understand anymore. It's foreign. I have voted in every election, and when I was drafted into the Army, the voting age was 21. I could neither vote. The drinking age was 21. I could not drink, but I was drafted when I had to register when I turned 18. If I didn't, the sheriff would put me in jail. I don't like jails. And this is a foreign world we live in. I'm very concerned, and I'm staying home and following the rule. People shop for me. ONC brings me lunch 5 days a week. They don't discriminate. I am not a member, but they provide senior services. And I'm grateful for all the people that call me. Lately, lots of people call me. They're very, very concerned, asking me for my help. I've been a volunteer in this town since I retired in 1979. I do volunteer work, hundreds and hundreds. I don't even keep time. I do all kinds of volunteer work. And I still do as much as I can. I'm slowing down, and be sure to let me know when my 4 minutes is up. Ring the bell, because I sure don't want to break the rule. I would, and I want to, for 4 minutes, I will go into my conclusions, because I don't want to go over. And my dad taught me lots of things. I still practice that, what my dad taught me. He said, boy, get an education. When you stop learning, you ain't worth a damn to yourself or anybody else. I have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of sayings that I live by, and I wished I had time to tell you all. Maybe I can do it on another talk show, or that some dude he interviews. I like to do live interview and talk to the people of Bethel. But I don't want it anything but live, so the whole world can hear what I have to say and how I feel and how I think. I don't want nobody to edit, I think they call it. I will not give any interviews unless it's live on the radio. So the corrupt, sometimes some reporters are corrupt. They try to set you up. And I don't want to be set up. And I want to live and die in Bethel. I've been here most of my life, except while I was serving in the military and growing up at home.
Thank you so much for both your service and your call today, Dean.
You're welcome. Millions, not millions, lots of people thank me for my service, and I appreciate it. And when I do have a problem getting my health care benefits, it's so hard, so complicated, and people have been helping me. And care providers are doing and encouraging me to stay home. The doctors encourage me to stay home, and I'm staying home. And
I hope that everyone takes the same advice too, as it's important that we all
people can learn.
We all do what we have to do.
I hope I can be an example for this community, so we can be safe. And so we can live in peace. And I do pay taxes, you know.
Thank you again for
just
your
like
call.
Everybody else.
Thank you again for your call, Dave.
Oh. Where's that lady?
I'm right here.
Okay, lady, don't you want to let me know? I don't know why that other dude doesn't let you take the lead. I thought you were
Oh,
the lead.
No. I was raised to respect my elders. I couldn't tell you that your time was
why aren't you taking the lead?
Okay. All right.
I don't understand that. And I thank you for respecting the elders.
Yes, sir. And, thank you very much for your call. We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Good day. I hope
you have a good day.
Over.
I had to kind of signal over to greedy to kind of take over.
I don't want you to throw me under the bus. I was taking your lead.
I didn't want to be disrespectful, so I said, great to you. You go.
Nor did I.
You helped me, but you did help me. Thank you so much.
And I thank Dave so much for his call.
Oh, yes,
seriously. I also thank him for wanting to be right at the head of the break. What a great place to be.
And I really appreciate ASAP. Always say a prayer.
Always say a prayer.
I'm going to remember that. I'm going to take that home today.
Thank you for that
call,
Dave.
Thank you very much.
Casey has been waiting patiently on the call.
Okay, Casey. Casey's calling from Bethel.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And good morning. I'd like to say I kind of wrote down some state thoughts here, but to begin with, I'd like to agree with Vicky's call earlier. And I truly think our current president is morally and mentally unfit to be our leader. It's embarrassing to me to see how the elected Republican leaders are afraid to speak out against the president, even when they know he's wrong. There are only a few, including Lisa Murkowski, who have the courage to call him out on occasion. I think it's time for a big change before too much more damage is done to our environment and our whole political system. And in closing, I urge everyone to vote, regardless of who and what you're voting for. There.
Thank you very much. Thank you
bye-bye.
For calling, Casey. And again, the deadline to register to vote in Alaska is on Sunday, October 4, 11:59 p.m. You can register online and at voterregistration.alaska.gov. So we have another call, Yvonne Waska, Koyana Kalakluten, calling from Bethel.
Yeah, good morning, and to your co-host, too, and Koyana Davis. Always good to listen to Elder. And last week I gave my opinion on the mine, and before I read the Discovery newspaper, and I'm still against the mine and always will be. And after reading the Discovery or newspaper and all, and the reason why that big shot resigned, that the apologetic dynasty made to us, I hope my people that are against the mine and those helping us, like Earth Peace and I hope they continue this fight against the mine, and it don't surprise me what the Canadian government and their actions were. And there was no regard to us native people on the Kuskokwim or the Bristleberry region, as they did to the Cree Indians over there in Canada. There was no regard to human life. And they also polluted all their lakes and rivers. And cancer hit all those people over there. I seen it on the FNX TV, they call it, First Nation Experience. I know what they did to the Cree Indians over there. And that's what they're trying to do here, too. I hope we stand up and fight and continue to fight. And for those responsible, we need to have these Canadians go home first and leave us alone. And those involved in the political arena, don't vote for them. We need to get rid of them. Does that make Jalista, we have to do a recall of the leaders. Ikadek. Warrior people here, what's wrong with you guys? That's enough to recall you guys, the native leaders up in the Jalista. That's not right. I'll continue to fight and say no to this mine. Like I said before, all these rivers and the coastline, the sea, they're our food source. Period. And I don't know if you read the... I haven't listened to the tapes. according to our people that read it, and I read it in the newspaper, that they're trying to do what they did over there in Canada to the Cree Indians. We need to stand up and fight. More, in closing, in a more positive statement, we are now to our own Sioux tribe on the COVID-19 monies, and I'm glad it's going to tribal governments, yeah, now there's offices in Anchorage, but some of them have a heart to help us people, and I'm kind of glad it went to the heartland of the right where the people are in rural Alaska, and that money is going to the right people. And stay safe, like these government, state, healthcare officials tell us, wear your mask, social distancing, and continue to wash your hands. Good morning, then.
Good morning, Kuyana Kalakhlutin.
Okay, bye.
You're always beneficial in calling Yvonne's, always, you know, for the good of the people, and he works for the good of people. And he mentioned earlier about ONC, and if you have any questions, because they are doing a lot of work and helping out the ONC community, the tribal members, and it's they're setting up a good example, and I'm glad he Mark Springer had called and mentioned about the monetary assistance that they are giving as far as not monetary dividend per se, but then helping with fuel costs and electricity cost, water and sewer cost, and also household cost. But it's as they're like a example for all of us to because we're not sure if we're going to get our dividends this year. Because we got our dividends in January, and it's going to be not January, but July, or was it June, that we had our dividends. So, but anyway, thank you very much for calling, Yvonne. We have another caller, Susan, is calling from Bethel.
Hi, it's me again. Dave Trantham is awesome. You got to have him on Coffee Talk. That's a live show. If he wants to be on a live show, I hope you can do that. I like what his saying was about education. My grandpa, he always said about education is, that's the one thing you can get that nobody can take away from you. Nobody can take that away from you. It's like an investment in yourself, in other words.
Most definitely.
Yeah, I used to say that when I taught at the jail. Because them guys had a lot of things taken away from them. But education. Another thing I used to tell them is I had an acronym, SOBER. S-O-B-E-R. Stands for son of a bitch, everything's real.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
And ain't that the truth? Yeah. I did want to reiterate, we cannot do the produce dairy giveaway. The people that competed against AC to take the grant away, they messed things up. And if we don't get that going, I'll try something else. I'm looking at other grants and Myers Farm and other things, and I'm looking at other ideas because, you know, we don't have that PFD surge this month.
Definitely, we do not.
We don't have that surge of, oh, everything's okay, you know?
Mm.
And I'm really glad that ONC, you know, this show is so educational. I'm glad that ONC is doing a lot to help people. And TWC is too, you know, the people that are facing eviction and utility cutoffs. This is, you know, we need to seek these resources and help each other out. And I'm glad for shows like this and for what KYK does. I'm glad for all the information that YKHC gets out. You know, there's a lot of things to really appreciate and to help us see us through these times. And our next food bank, some people ask about that. We do that the third Saturday of each month. So this month it's going to be October 17th. And that's also registration for the federal fiscal year. So they're doing application form. And we need lots of volunteers. It takes more volunteers to do outdoor curbside than doing it indoors. So it's outdoors, curbside, and it's going to take a lot more work this month because we're doing registration on top of that. So I'm in the phone book under Susan Taylor, 543-4368, and my cell phone is 545 7524, and I can answer the questions the best I can on food resources. Another thing I want to really promote is it's exciting times to get a homeless shelter out here. It's, you know, there's an evening homeless accommodations available now through that church by the fire station there, the Covenant Church. They're providing an evening service, accommodations, and people are bringing in dinner, and they have breakfast, and then they go out.
Okay.
But when that new place is built, I mean, it's refurbished, it's going to be a really good thing for all of us.
Well, thank you very much, Susan, for calling. We just have a few minutes left.
I better let you go then.
And we have one more caller.
I'll call next
week.
But
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. We have another caller. Joe is calling from Bethel. You're on the line, Joe.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Joe Daniel here. I don't have any questions or anything, but I do have a few comments. I might be a little harsh. I apologize in advance.
I think we lost the call. Oh, Joe, if you would call back, we lost your call, 543-5985. So if you would call back, somehow we got disconnected. I don't know if it's from the cell phone or from the phone, but I think
okay. She's
back on the line. Welcome back.
Hey, Joe Daniel here again. So I just have a couple of little comments. You know, I'm going to say a few things in agreement, first of all, with the person who said, let's get Mr. T, Trantham, I call him Mr. T, on your coffee show or whatever, that little show you have before lunch. I enjoy listening to that. But I tell you what, I have so much respect for that man. He's actually, I think, the oldest elder in our community.
Mm-hmm.
He served in World War II. Thank you for your service, sir. And for, you know, him being cut off after his 4 or 5 minutes, I believe that was kind of disrespectful to one of our oldest elders. You know, you could have gave him a few more minutes. He was ready to close. I mean, cutting him off, in my eyes, was very disrespectful. Let's all respect our elders around here as
okay.
We do. Everybody be safe. Have a good weekend. Thank you for your time.
All right. Thank you very much. We do have, whenever we have people calling in, there's a time limit, and we like to include everybody that, you know, that calls in. And we didn't mean to, you know, cut him off, but we do have to follow rules here to give everybody a chance to be able to call in and to talk. And I'm sorry, Grady, if I threw you under a bus because I had him take over because I just couldn't do it. I'm so sorry. But we're going to be, I don't know if I'm going to be coming back, but I really sure did enjoy coming and talking to everybody.
You're my
Friday
first
morning.
Choice, by the way.
Oh,
and you know
thank
what?
You.
Julia popped in when Yvonne Waska called in, because my ideal talk line host roundup is you with Yvonne. I think that would be the best.
Oh.
Yvonne Waska to close out the show and also be your co-host. I think the chemistry would be spectacular.
Oh, gosh, yes. Well, I do enjoy talking on the radio. Like I said, I have some history at the radio station in Oregon State when I did my graduate studies. We had a little radio station, and it was called Native News Northwest, News and Nonsense. And it wasn't pertaining to KYUK when I mentioned it, but it was something that I had done so many years ago down at Oregon State. And I like to use my radio voice. But you all have a good rest of Friday. Have a good weekend. It was nice being able to sit here and talk to everybody. And you remember, I'm going to be remembering what Dave had mentioned, ASAP, always say a prayer. I'm going to leave that with you this morning. Have a good day.